up and Adam, wakey wakey, Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
It's been an eventful morning so far for us.
It's the only way to start a Monday.
I mean, it's the only way to start a week.
Exactly right.
Would you like to explain what's happening with your the normal way that you get into work every day? Your car.
Oh, you want to get into this? The fact that I don't have my own wheels at the moment.
Don't have your own wheels, and you've been lent one, and it didn't start for whatever reason this morning.
My track record with vehicles is not that great.
Yeah.
Of recent times. So you would have been familiar with the hailstorm, the freak hailstorm that went down relatively recently in Canberra.
Well, guess whose car was parked in Canberra that day?
Yeah, that was mine. So it got completely destroyed, and then along with long insurance wait times, just for those that are going through any painful insurance claims or on hold a lot at the moment with booking flight tickets, I feel your pain.
Yes, Simo feels your pain. You've been lent a car.
Yep.
Which decided not to start this morning, so you, like an SOS beacon, and I saw your like a light flashing, and I am actually Thunderbird 1, so yes. I went out to your house, what, 20 minutes or so out of my way?
Jordan's our go.
Like a hero. Jordan's our go.
Yeah, so that was an eventful start to this morning.
We only got in about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so nailing it this morning. Let's start off with some Niall Horan. It is nice to meet you, Snow FM breakfast. I'll be walking to work from now on, 3 a.m. I'll see you out there. John Legend, Love Me Now, Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you, and it's time for the fake news game.
I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. You are fake news.
Yes, Simo, I've got three news headlines here. Only one of them, though, is real. The other two I've made up and are completely fake news. I will read you the headline and no more. And based on the headline, you have to try and guess which one is fake news. And it should be said, you can get involved with this as well. 64572977. Simo, you might need a little bit of help in deciphering which one is fake and which one is real.
Definitely. I could take all the help and use all the help I could possibly get. Here is what you will hear if I get these correct. Oh, nope. You won't hear that. You'll hear this. That one.
Well, I mean, it's all right. You're not playing the right side effect because I doubt you're going to get them right anyway.
There is that. And then there's this if I get it wrong.
No!
Yeah, so here's hoping that I come out with the win for the very first time.
All right, Simo, are you ready for the headlines?
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
All right, headline number one. Jerry Seinfeld disguises himself as a woman for brand new chat show.
Likely.
Headline number two. Bondi vet Dr. Chris Brown disguises himself as a woman for new veterinary show.
Nope.
Headline number three. Gordon Ramsay disguises himself as a woman for new cooking show.
Now, is only one of these true?
Only one of those is correct.
All right.
I have made up. So two celebrities are not dressing up as a woman for a show in their chosen field.
Okay. It's an intriguing question. Who is more likely to dress up as a woman?
We'll work through
the question.
We'll work through them. So which one do you reckon is completely not true?
Chris Brown.
Dr. Chris Brown, the Bondi vet.
Yeah.
It would be an amazing show.
It's very odd because he's got no reason to, really.
Well, I mean, they've all got no reason to, but still. I don't know, a chat show or cooking, dressing up as a woman, I don't think that's part of it. But yes, Emma, you are right. That one I have made up.
That's right. Thank you very much. He's got too much class.
So congratulations. You can tick that one off.
Now, these next two, you had me scrambling until you said Gordon Ramsay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very on brand for Gordon Ramsay because he's likely to, you know, like, do you remember that show, Undercover Boss?
Vaguely, yeah.
Where they used to, like, dress people up. I don't even know if it's still going. But I think, like, the woman from Boost Juice and, like, some of the other corporate CEOs.
Yeah.
They would put makeup on them and wigs and stuff, and then they would work in, like, the lowest tier job within their own enterprise.
Yes, that's right. Now remember? I remember
it. Yeah. So this kind of seems like celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay has come up with a bit of an idea to see even more of the, like, the really terrible stuff that's happening in local restaurants.
Sorry, I love that. Just going back to Undercover Boss, I love the fact that they kind of put them in wigs and glasses and, like, fab suits and all that sort of stuff. It's like, unless you're working for, like, Microsoft and the boss is Bill Gates, you probably don't know who the big boss of your corporation is.
I don't reckon.
Probably not necessary.
I reckon if you're working in an enterprise, then you know who's the figurehead, you know who the leader is.
Hang on, I stand corrected.
Like us, for instance, we know exactly who the big man is.
That is a good point, actually, we do.
So
that's probably bad that we know the boss so well.
But I do take your point, like who's the king of Maccas?
Mm.
Like old MacDonald.
Ronald.
And his farm. Like, oh yeah, Ronald, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The Hamburglar tried to steal it, but Ronald said no.
I'm going to go with Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, he probably could have, should have, would have, but the only reason I can think that it would make news headlines would be Gordon Ramsay, and he's trying to, like, ninja his way into restaurants.
Mm.
So
Gordon Ramsay is your answer?
Yeah, correct.
Well, Simo, I can tell you, Jerry Seinfeld is not dressing up as a woman for his new chat show because Gordon Ramsay is!
Yes.
Congratulations.
How good.
I think it's a disgrace that information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public. You are fake news.
How good. I am now king of the fake news game for this week.
Congratulations, Simo. And if you want to check out the pictures of Gordon Ramsay dressed as a woman promoting his brand new TV show, head on over to Snowfam Instagram story.
In the meantime, Ariana Grande. Disclosure, mixing up the coloured. That was Know Your Worth on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Monday morning. And kids' pillowcases, sometimes they'll have designs on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever had, like looking back, like the bed spread as well.
Mm-hmm.
I could never have nice things because I just would have spilt crap all over it, more than likely.
Yeah, that is a good point. I probably would have spilt food on mine too.
Yeah. This one has reached headlines this morning because a whole bunch of pythons have been found inside a Buzz Lightyear pillowcase.
Pythons?
Yes.
Like real life, not like toy pythons, like actual.
Yep.
Pythons.
13 snakes dumped inside a pillowcase featuring Toy Story character Buzz Lightyear.
I hope this wasn't like an actual kid's bed or something like that. He was sleeping in it and then all of a sudden, no, my pillow's wriggling around more than it normally does.
I think it was just out and about in like the public space. But I tell you what, that would take you to infinity and beyond. Like you would jump so high.
Yeah, just imagine the person open that pillowcase.
Yeah, you'd make.
This is odd. I wonder what's in here.
You would make orbit. A member of the public spotted movement opened it up to reveal the royal pythons, the RSPCA said.
Mm-hmm.
So, royal pythons. I assume, how do you tell if it's royal or not?
It's wearing a crown.
It's wearing a crown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's been other snakes that have made it into the Kensington Palace, so...
Whoa!
Thank you!
I mean, what are we? We've just started the show and already you're insulting the monarchy.
Throwing shade. So they were dumped next to a bin, mm-hmm. of all places.
Not in the bin.
Nope.
Next to it.
So they're being cared for by a vet now, and they're going to get moved to a reptile facility a bit later on.
So how many pythons were in this pillowcase? Was it just like one or two? Or because pythons can be quite large.
No, 13 of them.
13?
Yeah, lucky 13.
How big was this pillowcase?
You know, Buzz Lightyear's a big boy.
I know, well, Jesus, he has to be to get 13 pythons in there.
An RSPCA spokesman said, it's quite unusual for someone to have this many pythons and to abandon them in what appears to be a child's pillowcase.
Really? I thought that was just a normal thing to do. I do that every Tuesday.
Animal collection officer David mentioned that when I opened up the pillowcase, there was a bundle of snakes inside. It must have been a very strange discovery for the people who found them.
Do you reckon David's just now naming all the snakes after himself?
This one's David.
This one's David. This one's Dave. This one's David.
Yeah.
This one's... Okay, there aren't any other versions of Dave I can think of.
No, you're out. Yeah. You'd have to go to the last
one. Okay, well, there's just three.
So, there you go. Next time you're looking to abandon 13 royal pythons, maybe that's how the royals, you know, do their dirty work. Straight in the child's pillowcase and next to the bins.
I don't think that's what they're doing to Prince Harry.
No. Jonas Bros, Diplo as well. That was Lonely on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out with you this morning.
And Simo, it's time to find out what's going on in this crazy old world.
That's right, today in tabloids.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good, hey?
Australian actor Luke Jacobs. He's set to return to Home and Away.
Is Luke Jacobs... No, I'm thinking of Shane Jacobs. I was going to say Kenny, the guy that cleans down the Portaloo, that character, but no, that's a different Jacobs.
Shane Jacobson.
Are they related? Is it Jacobson?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I was completely wrong.
Luke is the one with a strong jawline. He hosted X Factor there for a while. Mm. He's a fan favourite from the old Home and Away.
Someone, a male with a strong jawline on Home and Away. Yeah. Let me guess, is he ripped as well? Does he have a six-pack
muscles?
He's
not bad. So he'll be returning to Home and Away after almost a decade. That's a comeback, isn't it?
Do you know if he's playing the same character as he did a decade? Okay.
No, there's no way. You couldn't bring him back as someone else.
Yeah, they could put pop in a wig.
That's just crazy.
Hello, I'm Steve, the milkman.
I'm also ripped and have a strong jawline.
And very similar looking to that guy from 10 years ago.
It's from all that calcium.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish has released a new James Bond theme song, No Time to Die. We'll get into that a little bit later this morning.
Nice.
So the teen superstar, everyone's pretty happy with it, which is good to hear, but we'll play you a bit of that before 9 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson lock arms and smiled on a romantic outing over the weekend.
It's Cody Simpson, he's Aussie.
Yes.
Is he the guy that won the Masked Singer earlier on this year?
Yeah, he's a singer.
All right.
Pop star Miley and Aussie singer Cody celebrated their first Valentine's Day and the weekend as a couple. Now, I didn't realise. Do you know how old Cody is and how old Miley is?
I didn't realise. I thought they broke up, or am I thinking of someone different?
I don't know. But this is recent. This is like as fresh as it comes.
Well, I mean, is it an hour old? Because it could have changed.
With Miley. But do you know the age difference?
Okay, so I'm going to have a guess. I'm going to say Miley is probably late 20s, maybe. She wouldn't be in her 30s yet, surely.
No.
She'd be late 20s. Cody, I mean, by the fact that you've brought up the age gap, I'm assuming it's different.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. Yeah, do you know the age gap? Yeah, they're both 27.
No,
so I'm going to guess Cody's maybe 20.
Yeah, so Cody's 23, Miley's 27, nothing in it.
Oh, that's what's the math on that? 4 years? That's not too bad.
Shakespeare said half your age plus 7, so I think Miley's in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
A Justin Bieber fan got DM'd by Justin Bieber.
Right.
After she was on Twitter chipping away about how she wasn't impressed by his new album that dropped on Friday.
Okay.
So her name is Rhea, and she shared what appears to be a screenshot of her Twitter personal messages, which included a message from Justin Bieber in response to her criticism of changes the album. He appeared to write, "Too bad."
Okay, Justin not coping well with feedback?
Yeah, you know. Oh, well, he's just making sure that he's staying confident, I guess, right?
Do we know what the original tweet was by this fan that kind of caught Justin's attention? Do you know?
I think it was something along the lines of, like, "I'm sorry to say, but this Changes album is unimpressive."
Okay.
So he's just decided to mention that, like, I don't care what you think, which is good from the Biebs, I think.
Well, I mean,
he's becoming a man.
Yeah, maybe not from a marketing perspective.
No.
If all of a sudden everyone's not liking it and he's just like, eh, I don't care. I was like, well, maybe you should.
Also today in tabloids, an orangutan granted personhood's turned 34 years of age and also moved out of its Argentinian home and now settled in Florida.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there.
Thought you'd enjoy this one. It's an orangutan named Sandra. It was granted legal personhood by a judge in Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's been moved to Florida.
How do you get granted personhood?
I don't even know
what that is. Is that just like you have the ability to be a person? So that orangutan votes every time there's an election?
Yeah.
That's going to be weird. Like, I mean, I don't know how Argentinians hold their elections. I'm going to, for the purpose of this, I'm going to assume that it's just the same as we do and you just put an X in the box.
Some bananas might be involved.
I don't know how just imagine that. You're queuing up on election day. There's just an orangutan behind you. You go in there, it's kind of neatly marks off and then goes and has a democracy sausage. I can't see that happening.
All I can think is that it just proves that Argentina is a...
Argentina. Is that country the one next to Argentina?
No, it's the one to the left of foot rot.
I see.
And, so bad.
Argentina!
Just a reminder, it must be a bit of a party town, and they need to apply some Benedictine to the foot every now and again.
Maybe we need to revoke Simo's personhood.
Scientists are ramping up their efforts in search of signs of alien life.
Mm-hmm.
Experts have dedicated to tracking extraterrestrial intelligence. They're developing state-of-art techniques to detect signatures from space, which are kind of, they've given it a new name.
See, this is what we need, because, you know, whenever you see the UFO videos or something, it's always like a bit of a blurry camera, or the guy's holding it, it's kind of shaking around a bit, and you can't see what is being filmed clearly. This is what we need.
Yeah, very good point. These things that they're looking for now are so-called techno signatures.
Ooh.
So I've left a few techno signatures on a Saturday night out, so...
I was going to say, aliens just giving their autograph or something and writing that in the stars. This is the alien version of Hugh Jackman just going, yeah, here you go. Next year they're going to look for auto selfies.
Yeah, so, you know, we've tried to talk to the other side by just dropping some dance moves and some techno signatures will probably be left and we'll be right.
Just out of interest, is techno signatures what you call your signature dance move on Saturday night?
It is now. That was today in tabloids. It's Selena Gomez.
Can't keep my...
Love, I like me better, Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan. And Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute.
Hey Simo, Valentine's Day was last week. It was Friday. How did you spend your Valentine's Day?
Were we here on Friday? Yeah, we were here.
We worked on
Friday.
I was
with you.
Were you?
Yeah, we just hung out on Friday in here, like we normally do.
Yeah, no, like, we did the show on Friday. Sorry, I was thinking more Friday night.
Oh, right.
Friday evening.
No, I don't think...
I'm like, did we hang out? I don't remember that.
Oh, no, I bought one of those supermarket roast chickens.
But nice.
But I got the Portuguese one, so I had added spice.
Oh, hello, someone's going a bit...
It was a pretty hot night.
someone's going a bit crazy for Valentine's Day.
Hot night with a searing hot... Chook.
It works.
So, sinking teeth into white meat. There you go.
The reason I bring up Valentine's Day is because a businessman in America is looking for the one. Sadly, a Portuguese-style roast chicken isn't his cup of tea.
Okay.
He's looking for a girlfriend, and he's willing to outsource and pay $25,000
Whoa.
For someone to find him a girlfriend.
They are out there.
So he's not paying $25 for the girlfriend, for like to actually someone to be his girlfriend, but he's paying $25,000 to a third party in order to get a girlfriend. He's done a bit of a dating profile for what type of girl he's looking for.
Ooh, okay.
And this is, let me know how cliche this is on your clicheometer.
Well, here we go. I've got a romance. Here we go. Is that...
I wouldn't say romance as much as a Disney movie running through the fields with a bunny rabbit or something. I guess it is a bit romantic.
There you go. Go ahead.
I'd like to find someone who is fun, easy to spend time with, someone who is confident, driven, shares the same interest as I have, and has a zest for life. Funny, goofy, and doesn't take themselves too seriously.
Oh, that's lovely.
So if you are one of those persons? Someone who is like that...
yeah.
Perhaps you could be the lucky girlfriend for this guy. He's being a bit clever with the money. Because $25,000 is not just giving it straight up. He's doing installments.
Okay, right.
So $5,000 each year for 5 years. And if the relationship breaks down within the 12 months, you get nothing.
Okay.
So he's being a bit clever. I just imagine that last day, like after the final payment's gone through. And it's like, so, still going to continue or... Yeah, I might just go, I've got all my money on Ed.
It's one thing that, you know, people are always looking for someone steady and a steady income. So it's good that...
So once the steady income dries up, maybe not. Hey, but there's $25,000. That's not just like a random number he's just plucked out of his head.
Right.
That is. And I think, okay, so this guy's a businessman. So I think this kind of perfectly signifies how the other half live. So this $25 is based on how much money this guy spends on dating per month.
Oh, wow. So
per month.
So he's just sick of the dating game.
He spends $25,000 on dating per month. Like, what are you doing?
I tell you what, there's some lucky people out there going out on those dates.
Tinder's free. Just download it on your phone. It's easy.
Yeah. Everyone has a different way of going about their business.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, if you got $25,000,
why not?
Feel free to spend it. But, I mean, $25,000 a month, is he like flying them on a helicopter to a 5-star restaurant?
I mean, if it's the percentage of his wage is what? What percentage do you reckon?
Oh, like, yeah, that's the other thing about this. It's like 0.001%, if even that.
So you would do that, wouldn't you?
I mean, probably for him, it's like 25 grand's like, eh, loose change. Yeah. It's the equivalent for us if we see like 10 cents on the floor.
What he's doing is he's more streamlining. So he's just sick of the rotating door and he's just going the nest egg. You know how you always see those, what's those ads where there's like, put all your money in the one place and then your little egg will become a big giant golden egg. Have you seen that commercial?
I think you're watching Willy Wonka in that scene where he goes to the...
No, it's like these ones. It's like they try to encourage you to put all your hard-earned money, your super, into, like, one spot, right?
I don't even understand how all of that works. And as a 24-year-old man, I probably should.
Well, what
I don't.
Yeah, but as a businessman, I think he's taking the same mentality. So similar to those commercials which I've seen where there's just like, here, put all your money in one spot and this will grow from a little
Invest
egg.
All your money in eggs.
Yeah, and then it'll
and
grow.
And you will have a chicken farm.
And so similar mentality with him. He's like, put all your money in just one avenue, one opportunity, and it will surely pay off.
Well, I mean, for his sake, hopefully.
I wish him luck. DJ Carla, Justin Bieber as well. It is Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out on the way to 8 o'clock and Snow Viver will land just before your new sport and weather.
Yeah, Simo, someone from the Snow FM office is going to get eliminated.
Someone? Yeah, they still have to come to work though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you still have to come to work and do their duties. But as part of the Snow Viver, they won't be in that.
So far we've had two people eliminated. Myself, I am out. And also Ems from admin.
The stationary queen.
HR still yet to be got at. Programming, they've taken me, and admin Ems is gone. So we'll find out who goes today. But this one, right up there for odd this morning. Do you remember mixtapes, perchance?
Not really, so I must confess.
Cassettes. Is that before your time?
Oh, cassettes. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I vaguely remember them.
Right, so...
They're like CDs, but it's kind of in between CDs and just big turntable things.
So there is a mixtape was when you, like, recorded your own music onto a cassette.
Yeah.
And it was, like, songs... Obviously, this is right in the date range.
Oh, so, like... Was it you singing the song or was it the actual song?
No, you could record it straight from, you know, Snow FM and then like boom, straight on your cassette. And then you'd put, you know, a whole bunch of your favorite songs together and then give it to someone that you really, really liked. That was a mixtape.
Right.
So like Valentine's Day in the 90s, mixtapes were getting passed around.
I just love how much it's changed now. It's just people swiping on dating apps.
Yeah, it's a completely different thing. But get around this. A woman who lost her mixtape, she made years and years ago.
Hang on, that sounds very suspicious already.
What?
Hey, do you want to come on a date with me? Did you get my mixtape? Oh, no, sorry, I lost it.
No, legit, lost it in 1993, right, in Sweden, okay? So she's lost her mixtape in Sweden, probably hasn't given it a second thought since 1993. This week, Stella, she decided, oh, she'd check out this cool art exhibition in Spain. And none other than her mixtape, you can see it there, cassette, complete with, it's not in the best shape.
Yeah, it's looking a little bit worse for wear.
But she's recognised it as being her old mixtape.
So where did she lose it back in 1993? Do you know where?
Sweden.
Yeah, in Sweden, but in Sweden?
At the beach.
Oh, okay, the beach in Sweden.
Yeah.
Well, so did it get washed away, like in the water?
Mm-hmm. And so
it's drifted all the way to Spain.
That's right, drifted all the way to Spain. And basically it was part of a marine photography kind of exhibition.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't the actual mixtape. So it was just a picture of it.
Correct. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, if it was the... you'd have to give it a good red hot go to see if it would work.
Yeah. Do we know where the actual mixtape is? Can we play it?
I think...
Do we have a cassette tape player in the building?
We do not. But have you ever lost anything and then have like refound it like years later?
I mean... Yes, but it hasn't been, like, on an international voyage. You know, it's just been
down the back of the couch?
Yeah, it's just been down the back of the couch for 3 years.
And Jordan, you're just too lazy?
Oh, that's where it was. lazy is a very good word to use.
So anything come spring to mind that you might have refound of recent times?
I tell you what, when I was really little, I do remember this. I was at the beach and had a little toy truck.
Right.
Like, maybe about... 20 or so centimetres long or so is one of those. And I remember I lost that in the water.
Oh, no.
I was crying, tears. Yeah. And then an hour later, guess what rolls back in?
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know if it was just messing around in the waves for an hour or so, but yeah.
I've also lost things at the beach as a young kid.
The beach is not a good place.
Danger.
Yes.
So do you ever recall Digimon? Ever heard of it?
Vaguely. I don't want to insult Digimon fans, but is that like the Pokemon copycat thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good.
Anyway, so I had this little device where you'd like feed it and train it, and it was like a square little, like really, really small Game Boy, effectively.
Hmm.
Anyway, rope round my neck, I leaned over, completely whitewashed it. Jeez. And I was distraught. Like, I'd taken care of that thing so well, fed it, made sure it was sleeping properly. Like, this Digimon's routine was better than mine is as a fully grown adult now.
Did you find it, or is it lost forever?
No, what happened was we tried to dry it out with the rice and what have you, and then something weird happened in the code, which meant I couldn't get, like, a really cool Digimon anymore. It was always just, like, a terrible, like, It was always never fed well, couldn't sleep properly because it had been for a swim.
Just going to have a moment silence for that Digimon.
Snow FM, a breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out 6 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock. And this morning...
Yes, Simo, someone is going to get eliminated from the Snow FM office. Snow FM Survivor!
Or as I like to call it, Snow-viver. So... Survivor's back on the tellies. It's back tonight. I'm losing my mind. Something's happened to me. I've bought a whole bunch of coconut water and tuna and rice in the building.
Oh, that's just normal for you.
Yes.
Oh, wait, is that all you? I was wondering. I saw all the tuna in the kitchen. Is that you?
Yeah, man, that's me.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So here is the votes collated from Snow-viver for your Monday. It's between HR, admin and programming here at Snow FM.
Yes, yeah, so Simo, last week before everyone went away for their weekend, we got them all in the booth. We recorded their votes. We don't know who is going to get voted out. Simo, you sadly already voted out. I'm still in, although I heard rumours it could be me.
Today I am going to vote for Amy because she hasn't been voted for yet, and that's not fair just because you're pretty not to get voted.
Yes, I'm voting for Rick because he's voted for me twice.
Who got voted off before? Oh, that's right. It was Simo. Well, is Joel still in there? Look at, he's looking at me through the window now. Look at him. Yeah, you bloody mongrel. All right, Jaws, again it is. Got that bloody smile off your friggin' face, you mongrel man. I'm just gonna stick it in the box. Get in there. Thank you.
Hi, I'm voting for Beck today. She's gone home, so she's given me her proxy vote. And I wish to vote out Rachel G from admin because she has it coming.
I wasn't voting, I sort of did that. I'll do a smiley face and know it's me.
Okay, Keza, back again. Who shall I choose? Well, the last time I called Amy, she didn't fix my car, so she can go.
Oh, dark days for Snow-viver.
So who's... I've lost count, so who's been voted out? Is it me?
No, you're safe, mate.
Yes!
You're safe.
Woo! Sorry, I played it cool. No one noticed.
So there... I reckon Amy is in trouble today. Mm-hmm. We'll have to snuff out her matchstick / torch.
Yes.
And send her packing.
It's always sad to see someone else go, but I guess good that it's not me.
That's the first sales rep in the building to bite the dust in Snow-viver.
Yeah, we've gotten rid of the sales rep alliance. We've broken that, which is good.
Yeah, so it's getting closer.
Sales reps, honestly.
I tell you who's flying under the radar is Workday, Matty Ray.
Oh, yeah. You try to subtly mention that. So now we notice it.
You notice his absence?
Well, you never know. Snow FM Survivor, it will be back same time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Matty should be watching his back around the office
and
today.
And now I think we're down to final six.
Ooh, I've made it to final six.
Simo and Jordan, righty with you, 11 minutes gone in your 9 o'clock. The workday begun, but we're still here.
Simo, I want to talk alarm clock tones.
Right, you're like the cool kids, although they weren't for very long. We used to show each other the ringtones on the back of the bus, or like all through the bus, everyone's like, check out this ringtone. That's us right now, but we're not on a bus. Where...
And they're not ringtones, they're alarm tones.
Kind of a similar thing, though.
So I think everyone... Do like, actual alarm clocks still exist? Can you still buy them, or does everyone... Because I just use the alarm on my phone, so I'm assuming you're the same.
I've still got an old school one in my room.
Oh, you still got an old school alarm clock?
Smack the crap out of, yeah.
Do you use a phone?
I only use it when my phone's...
When your phone's flat.
Dead, yeah.
Fair enough. Well, scientists in Melbourne have come up with... they've kind of done some research on alarm tones.
Right on.
And kind of worked out what are the best alarm tones and the worst alarm tones... to wake up to.
Probably because traffic noise is so bad in Melbourne.
I mean, perhaps it could be. So they suggest it's best not to kind of wake up with a loud beep, beep, beep one.
Ooh.
But wake up with something more relaxing, like for a song. They've recommended a song by the Beach Boys, like Good Vibrations.
Nah, I'd get so angry.
Really?
Yeah, I'd get.
Yeah, so they recommend something nice and soft to kind of banish sleepiness fast. That's what they say.
This just sounds like I'm in an ad where the prices are down.
It does, actually. It's amazing that. If you want something a bit more modern, they recommended this Coldplay song as well.
All right, this one here.
Not of the new craze.
Nope, that's not it at all. We've got this one here as well.
Okay, so we were going to meant to have Coldplay songs. That, for whatever reason, did work. Just imagine Coldplay Viva La Vida in your head. But here's the thing. So, Simo, I don't want, like, all the scientists and that sort of thing. You know, they've done all the research. I've done none. I don't want to kind of swan in and say that, you know, I know more than them. But I'm going to.
Right.
Because, like, I don't reckon that you want a song as your ringtone because you kind of, you would hate it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the Viva La Vida that we were looking for, the Coldplay.
We found it eventually.
Yeah, got there. So this one, I reckon I've had this as an alarm tone.
Alarm clock?
Yeah, I reckon it was available there for a while.
Thoughts, rating out of 10?
Yeah, I mean, it's just very pleasant, isn't it?
I think that's what they want. They want something kind of slow to kind of bring you up and wake you up at the start of the day.
So that one's definitely an option. And then we also have the generics, right?
Yeah, well, the generics. So this one is my alarm clock. This is what I wake up to every morning and have done for like the last 10 years. Hate it. Even listening to it now just gives me the shudders.
Oh, yeah, dark days.
Like, I remember I was on a crowded bus once and someone had that as their kind of phone ringtone and their phone rung and I was just next to them and it just kind of, well, my instant thought was, no, not yet, no.
Here we go. I'll calm you down again. There you go.
Thank you.
Breathe.
Nice and calm.
So what else is up for people's options?
Well, here's the thing, because I reckon that you should go, because I think whatever alarm tone you have, you're going to hate it. So you should just go for a sound that you find really annoying to start off with, and then, you know, it'll just get more and more annoying, but that's okay because you already find it annoying. Simo and Jordan for breakfast.
Okay,
for example. Or you could pick a song that is super annoying like this.
Nah, tune. It would kill you after a while.
It really would. This may be the most annoying song ever.
Unless you're one of those people that, like, you know, probably you have one in your cricket team. Do you have a mad dog in your cricket team? Like a nickname? Like
No, we've got someone who actually brings their dog.
Okay, right. Normally there's always someone who's got, like, a mullet and, you know, they refer to themselves as mad dog and they play cricket on the weekends. I imagine this would be their ringtone.
I like as well when I was recording this the other day. This isn't the original. This is a dance remix.
Oh, goodness.
Which is actually kind of better.
Yeah, right.
It's actually kind of catchy.
Yeah, so...
All right, so that's what I reckon my alarm clock should be. A song that is super annoying.
So one... I've actually got one of mine that I used for years and years and years after the movie Inception came out. So here's what I was waking up to probably 2000 and... Geez, would have been 2012 through to 2017, I reckon.
No.
Really?
Yeah. No. This is the first thing that I would wake up to.
Did it make you feel like you were waking up on the French Riviera? Coincidentally, was when you were waking up to this song, was that the phase that you were eating, like, croissants for breakfast?
Not quite. No, because there was that movie that confused a lot of people about dreams within dreams within dreams. Do you remember that Inception film?
I think so. It rings a bell.
Right. So whenever they'd wake up from the dream and come back to reality, they would hear this. No. So effectively, I was coming back from a dream absolutely every single day. Makes sense, right?
And just imagining that you're on a gondola in France somewhere.
Croissant wouldn't go down too badly, if I'm honest. Here's another one maybe we can wake up to.
This would be a good one too.
Fatboy Slim, Praise You, playing now. More throwbacks for Brekkie, Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning right through to 10. Fatboy Slim. The Ting Tings. That's Not My Name. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan. 28 minutes on the way to 10. And deep in the midst of dealing with this pizza issue. You're a well-established pizza orderer.
Look, I don't want to, you know, exaggerate this, but this could be the biggest topic in the world today.
Actually,
like global.
This is one of my...
Whatever Donald Trump's doing, I don't care. I want all world leaders to be focusing on this issue because it involves pizza.
Yeah, that and ordering pizza and getting it delivered, right?
Yes, that's even better. Not only can you not be bothered cooking food, you can't be bothered going to the shop to get the food. It will come to you.
Don't have to leave the couch.
Exactly.
How good. This is right up there for the kind of union that I can also get behind. So apparently there's a whole bunch of pizza delivery guys which are a bit upset, so they've decided to come together in a revenge plot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this article goes together with a delivery driver explaining, look, it's low wages. You also need to maintain your own car, pay for your own fuel. So the percentage of what you're making is relatively low, right? Really small percentage of the sale.
Yeah.
Okay, so they do hope for tips. Now you mentioned you don't tip the pizza delivery guy.
Well, like, I didn't know that they... I mean, now I do know and I will. But before, it's kind of just one of those things. You sort of don't even... I'll be honest. Whenever the pizza guy delivers pizza to my front door, I'm very much distracted by the pizza.
Because if you don't show them the proper respect, like, even if they're a little bit late or they get lost, pizza's a little bit cold, I feel like you should not be too rude to the delivery guy because, A, they know where you live. B, they probably also have your phone number for communication. That's two ways that they can always come back.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I never be rude to any of the pizza drivers, even if they do get a bit lost and take longer, because it's like, oh, the pizza's cold. I literally haven't had to do anything to achieve this pizza, so I'm not complaining.
This has been published today. When a driver feels they've done a good job delivering a pizza but don't receive the recognition that they think they deserve from the customer. So, you know, you should probably think about a good pat on the back and a, yeah, nice job, mate. Cheers. Thank you so much, and maybe tip a little bit because they have your phone number. And apparently now there is like a pizza union happening where they'll schedule wake-up calls the next morning if you don't tip them.
Really?
Yeah. One of the most evil things I think I've seen. I'm all about it.
So what? So if you're rude, or don't tip or whatever, the pizza delivery guy will get your number and say hello to the delivery, to the wake-up call person, whoever that is.
They won't even
do it. Give this person a call at 5 o'clock in the morning.
They won't even do it themselves. What they're doing is they're using an online service. So now there is...
Oh, is there an online service?
Yeah.
That's very dangerous.
Specifically for these pizza drivers, apparently, as well. So they go on there, they'll be like, I didn't get tipped. They can schedule wake-up calls for this particular number. And then they can sleep in. They don't have to do it themselves.
I mean, that is cruel, but at the same time...
How good is it?
I mean, they're using their brain to kind of come up with an ingenious way of revenge.
It is interesting. It's a full vicious circle of people not being bothered to do things. So the first one comes about because you can't be bothered to go pick up your own pizza, right?
Yeah.
Once the interaction happens, well, the phone service comes into the fact because the pizza delivery guy can't be bothered waking up to do the wake-up calls himself. So both of these are... institutes for the lazy, if you ask me.
So just so the person who's receiving the wake-up call, the annoying customer, would he or she know that the pizza company is behind this wake-up call?
Well,
or
it's...
Ah, bloody young whippersnappers, kids messing around again.
Yeah, I think by the looks of it, it's just like it's a pizza wake-up call online business. So they thought, this is courtesy to pizza wake-ups.
Oh, okay.
What they'll get. So they're like, oh, that was that guy that I should have tipped last night.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that they wouldn't like identify themselves, and then we could just wonder how many times someone could get pizza. Every time I seem to get pizza, I seem to get a wake-up call at 5 o'clock the next morning. Yeah, must just be a coincidence. Pizza for dinner tonight!
But that is using your intuition. So where we stand is, I guess, always treat anyone that's delivering food to your door like a true friend.
Exactly.